Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Quitter! Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to briefly go over the concept behind Quitter. Quitter is a third-party API client that is used to monitor Twitter and things that go on in your Twitter account. Twitter, in case people don't know, is a microblogging platform that you can exchange 140 pieces of characters long pieces of information with other people that use the same service. Quitter is a program to monitor that, so you don't have to keep going back to the Twitter website to see what's going on in your Twitter stream. Quitter takes care of that for you. There are other programs that do this. One, for example, that works with Microsoft Outlook is called TW Inbox, and it puts tweets into your email so you can see them as you're viewing your email. Quitter doesn't do this, though. Quitter is designed specifically with the screen reader user in mind. It's a little disconcerting from a sighted user because you're hitting key combinations to view your tweets and things, and they're seeing nothing because it runs in the background and doesn't go through the display. Of course, need to install this before you use it. And to install it and learn about it, you need to go to quitter-client.net. That's Q-W-I-T-T-E-R, client.net. Not only can you install it from there, download and install it, I should say, but you can also read the documentation, which I recommend doing. It is pretty much essential because it does not bring up a standard Windows interface when you install it. Since it doesn't rely on the display, it has a very different way of doing things. So you need to read the documentation to at least get the basic concept down. Of course, you need to have Twitter accounts set up to use pretty much what Quitter is designed to do, is monitor Twitter, although it does do a few other things. But in order to use it for Twitter, you need to have a Twitter account set up, and you can only do that, of course, on the main Twitter website. Quitter does take care of a lot of things for you so that you don't need to go to that website as often, however. You can monitor your Twitter stream. You can send tweets, you can follow people, and then if you decide you don't like them for whatever reason, you can unfollow them. Or if there's, of course, another reason why you don't want to follow them, say you've got too many people. You can search people's timelines and what they have said. So if you think they've said something really interesting and you want to search back through their timeline, you can do that with Quitter. You can search Twitter with Quitter to find tweets about different topics, so you don't have to go to the main Twitter website to do that either. You can read a list of the top public trends. That's also a feature available on the Twitter website that you can use Quitter for. You can also create lists of people to follow with Quitter and follow them. This is basically, if you want just a buffer listing your friends' tweets, you can create a list of people who are your friends with Quitter and follow that buffer with Quitter. You do not need to go to the main Twitter website to do that. Yay! Those are some, but not all, of the really cool things that Quitter does regarding Twitter. You can also have some other sessions. Quitter does a few other things. You can send a CAPTCHA to the Celona CAPTCHA solving service, so it has a Celona session you can execute. It also has a session which you can search Bing, and it also has a stopwatch that you can run. If you want to log into Twitter and you say you want to start a new session, you say it's a Twitter session, Quitter will ask you for your username and password. Once you enter those and they are correct, Quitter will retrieve an access token from Twitter. This means that essentially your login information is stored on this computer associated with this version of Quitter so that you don't need to keep logging in every time. Another really cool thing, you can have multiple sessions open at once. So for instance, if you have multiple Twitter accounts or if you are monitoring Celona for a CAPTCHA solution, you can keep those sessions open. I've had as many as 5 sessions open at once because I do have a number of Twitter accounts that I monitor. Quitter itself, just to give you a bit of history before I wrap this up, was based, at least in concept, on the screen reader JAWS scripts for Jotter. Jotter was a set of scripts that you could install in JAWS, and it would give you similar access to your tweets. Quitter goes above and beyond what Jotter ever did, and also you can use it with whatever screen reader you've got. It has an auto format that it will determine what screen reader you have if it, for some reason, can't figure that out. It will use the SAPI 5 speech synthesizer that is your default, that you have set up in the control panel as your default. For Windows XP users, if you haven't made a change, it is Microsoft SAM. I recommend you change it from that. If you are using Windows 7, it is Microsoft Anna. I believe that's also the default for Vista 2. So that is a brief rundown of what Quitter is. If you want a very thorough demonstration of how to use it, I would recommend going to the Blind Geek Zone podcast, blind-geek-zone.net, and Rick Harmon does an excellent two-part demonstration on Quitter that I would recommend if you really want to use this. Again, to find it, you will go to quitter-client.net. So, really, using it as simple as that, and thank you for listening. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.